A six-month investigation into Dr. William Heusel ended Wednesday with 25 counts of murder. That's one of the largest murder cases in Ohio's history. Prosecutor Ron O'Brien says his office, the cold case unit of Columbus Police, and medical experts found Heusel's actions prematurely ended the lives of his patients.
I likened it to the burning down of a candle. That candle, while there may just be a half an inch of wax left, if I blow that candle out, I'm causing that flame to go out sooner than it would naturally.
The investigation began back in December when Mount Carmel fired Heusel and reported him to the prosecutor's office. Since then, the hospital identified 34 patients who were given excessive doses of fentanyl at Heusel's orders over 5 years. O'Brien is only bringing 25 of those cases to court because those patients received 500 micrograms or more of fentanyl.
The expert witnesses we talked to said with certainty that a dosage at that level could not support any legitimate medical purpose, and the dosage at that level would cause someone's death.
The investigation did not reveal premeditation, so Heusel won't be charged with aggravated murder. That means he won't face the death penalty, but each of his murder counts could carry a sentence of 15 years to life in prison.
Advanced on the docket, State of Ohio versus William S. Heusel.
Heusel turned himself in Wednesday morning wearing a suit and appeared in court hours later wearing a tan prison uniform. He pleaded not guilty to all counts, and his bond was set at $1 million. His lawyer, Richard Blake, says Heusel did not intentionally kill his patients.
At no time did Dr. Heusel ever intend to euthanize anyone. Euthanize meaning speed up death. At no time did he have any intention of doing that.
The question of intent will likely be a focus of Heusel's trial, and it's one that's been on the mind of many families. Why did Heusel give their loved ones such high doses when they hadn't asked for them? Some families have said Heusel claimed the patients were brain dead and required medication to be comfortable at the end of life. Mount Carmel later revealed that 5 patients may have been able to survive their conditions. That included Amy Paff's mother, Beverly Schertzinger.
Of course it makes it worse. You know, it's never easy losing a loved one. But if she was already, you know, on her way is one thing. But the fact that she possibly could have walked out, that makes it that much worse.
Paff says she's happy Heusel is being charged with murder, even though the high-profile case brings up painful memories.
The emotions never go away. You're always thinking about her. You're always thinking about what happened to her. But they kind of settle with everyday life, work, and being a wife and a mom. And then when stuff like this happens, it just quickly rises to the surface again. And, you know, the night she passed, all that just swishes through your head again.
It's likely to surface again over the next few months. A trial date has yet to be set, and dozens of civil cases against Heusel and Mount Carmel are ongoing. Paige Flager, WOSU News.